from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Winkowski set, and here's the pitch. Langford, a swing and a blast. Deep left center field, it's on its way. That ball is history. This game is tied. A three-run Jimmy Jack for Wyatt Langford. It's a 7-7 ball game.
Is that his number one moment of the season?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, not even a second thought.
I mean,
the cycle
was great, but that's not a moment. That's not like a moment in time of like, you're down to your final out. You're down three runs. That's pretty big. You do it in Fenway, hit it over the monster. That's pretty special.
Well, the memory then. I'll ask, you know, next year when I say, what was his number one highlight of this season? Will you say the cycle or the three-run homer? Tough to ask the morning after.
Morning after's tough.
This is drama. Two outs, down two,
big
or
time,
down
man.
Three.
If you're Wyatt Langford, which are you more like jacked about as like a member? The cycle or two outs in Fenway? I hit a 3-run homer to send it an extra.
Did they win the game where he had the cycle?
Probably not, but I don't know. I assume not.
I don't know which one I'm more jacked about. I don't know. I mean,
I guess
the cycle is
11-2. They beat the Orioles.
This one only matters.
I'm taking the cycle.
This win only matters if it sends them on to like a nice winning streak and gets them back in contention. Other than that, this is just a one off.
Yeah, but I'm just saying a cool moment for him. Which one, you know, what's his number one highlight of the year so far?
I think when he looks back in his career, like, he'll remember the cycle.
Yeah.
But hitting a 3-run game-tying home run in the ninth inning with two outs at Fenway Park for a baseball player or a baseball fan, it probably doesn't get bigger than that.
That is the Rangers. Last night, right here on this radio station. Was it last night with G-Bag's schedule? Let's see.
It was 5 o'clock game.
Yeah.
5:30 game.
So they were off the air at 4 or something. Yeah.
So they get the win. Jonah Heim ending it in extra innings. We had some Cowboys breaking news this morning, adding another defensive lineman in Carl Lawson after Jordan Phillips last night. And now RJ Choppy wants to bring you some more breaking news.
It does appear that the U.S. men's national team, soccer, has themselves a new coach. Mauricio Pochettino.
Well, love him.
Has reportedly agreed to become the new head coach. This dude... apparently he's coached, and they're super excited. They are super excited about this. He's coached like Neymar and Messi and Mbappe.
Even though U.S. soccer was paying out like McCarthy salaries,
that was the report, right? They're paying out quite low on the salary scale. But I mean, he's been all over the block, and he's supposed to be just this very, very good coach, good talent developer. So.
Sure, really, definitely made those guys exactly who they are. Messi and like, where would they be without what's his name?
Pochettino.
Pukachel, what?
Pochettino.
Pochettino. Okay, Pochettino. Yeah, this sounds like the Bruce Arians of football, is what it sounds like.
Oh, you crapping on Bruce Arians? Everyone loves Bruce Arians.
I'm crapping on the Bruce Arians legacy of like, he is the quarterback master. It's like, yeah, he did a great job guiding Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, Kurt Warner,
Bruce,
Tom Brady, and Andrew Luck. Those guys are nothing without his little newsboy's hat.
So you crap on Phil Jackson?
No, because I think that one's different when you're talking about his whole... We saw people couldn't win with them. Like, and he came in. He was a culture fixer. I don't think he made Jordan.
The Arizona Cardinals never won.
He didn't make Jordan. No, but I'm saying that when people try to give him credit as the quarterback guru, you didn't make Peyton Manning. You can absolutely point to and say, Phil Jackson pushed the Bulls and the Lakers to a place that they weren't able to get before he got there.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. I don't think Bruce Arians is this elite head coach. I think he's a good coach.
Whatever. We don't need to be having a Bruce Arians segment.
Better than soccer.
Just when you're likable Bobby throughout the week. Belt. So likable with all of our Hispanic Tolos out there. Here it is. Chris Tolo Chris just chimed in. I think when you simultaneously did that, tell Bobby to shut up. Now, are we calling him Poke or Pot? Pooch. Poke. Poke has managed some of the biggest clubs in Europe, and it's about as good as it's getting for the U.S. men. So there you go. Shut up from Tolo Chris.
Look, it sounds like he's a very prestigious coach.
He coached Chelsea and Tottenham, too. I mean, this guy's been everywhere.
She sounds hot. Who's that?
All right. So you are very, you're very Rangers excited. I was like, oh, they must be playing Pittsburgh next, judging by RJ's email. But no, it's the Minnesota Twins. And you're still writing about the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Right, because, you know, it does appear, Sean, that we are going to get Paul Skeens at the Globe. Now, Kevin and Corey can hate this all they want. I know they're gonna.
They hate Paul Skeens?
No. They want to avoid Paul Skeens.
Oh.
They want to avoid him because they want to No! I want to see Paul Skeens now.
Oh, how was the reaction when I was out? I assume you came in and talked about rooting for the no-hitter.
I had a lot of people say, like, that were agreeing with me, and a lot of people that were killing me on the fan text. Like, the moment the no-hitter was gone and Seager hit the home run, it was like, okay, let's go win the game. But, yeah, after the seventh inning, and it was right around after the seventh inning, I was like, I want to see it. I'm there. I want
to
see it.
Okay, so if I told you went to you're trying to go to Alabama, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you that Milrow, before the game, can throw for 10 touchdown passes. Or, sorry, he can account for 10 total. 10. Would you say, I'll take the Tennessee loss?
If that's the equivalent to a no-hitter, then yeah. Like, I want to see something cool. Like,
okay.
I don't know there's a football equivalent to a no-hitter, though. Is there, Bobby?
No, not.
What do you mean? No, we can make up anything. Something that's crazy and you haven't seen. You can make up anything and say it's the equivalent.
I think the issue is like there's no other sport that
you're gonna see someone rush for 400 yards. That's
I don't know.
Same or cooler than a no hitter.
See, my argument with him was that the no hitter is like it's been done. If it's a perfect game, I kind of understand saying this is history. It's been done 27 times or whatever it is. A no-hitter to me, it's like the Astros have done that 6 times in 3 years.
It's also different because that's one game versus your college football season maybe screwed with one loss.
Right, yeah, it is. You know? But opposed to the Rangers, are pretty much out of it.
And
anyway.
If Skeens, your number, it used to be Trout. You would acquire Trout tickets to go see him in person in Arlington. I know that made Mike Bassick very, very proud. Is Skeens number one for you? And have you seen Ohtani?
I have seen Ohtani. I've seen Ohtani pitch and hit in the same game. That was cool.
All right.
Judge is still right there. Who and what did he do last night? 300 home runs, fastest ever.
He hit 300. That's equivalent to a no hitter.
That's right.
300 in one game.
Fastest ever to 300 by like 130 games.
Wow.
And
his injuries.
So the injuries don't count, right? So those games that he missed.
Oh.
Right. So it's just games played.
Okay, in the
fewest games played, but. Oh, yeah, I absolutely would die to see Paul Skeens pitch.
I don't.
So it'd be great. And they're going to see him next week.
Because
he was announced as the starter on Friday, and they are moving him to.
RJ is monitoring the Paul Skeens rotation announcements out of Pittsburgh for the Rangers.
I was just going to say, to that point about where you're saying, I don't know that there's an event that could cause me to say I'm rooting for this other than maybe the 20 strikeout threshold. If I got Paul Skeens walking in there striking out 21, I'd probably be rooting for that if he was getting close. I want to see.
That'd be cool.
Just somebody being that dominant. But
it's only happened, what, twice?
Yeah, your boy's getting worked over, though, recently. He's getting worked.
Skeens?
Yeah, gave up 4 runs against the Dodgers. Now, that's what Choppy's going to be doing when he's sitting in the stands watching him. He's lost his last 2 decisions. And his ERA is now 3.2 over his last four starts. He's no longer the dominant guy you thought he was, John.
3.2. All right. Who sent and who wants to set up cut three? Because I don't want to touch it.
Oh.
In setting it up.
Is I got you? This. Yeah. This is Rick Manning, the guards, one of the analysts and the play-by-play guys for the Guardians. He has absolutely no chill here. This is a home run that was given up by Drew Smyly of the Chicago Cubs. And this is what Rick Manning had to say. And this kind of blew up.
There's a ball hammered deep left, way out of here.
Oh, Smyly, he wants to kill himself. He hung him a breaking ball, and boy, Noel took advantage of it.
All right. Should this be an issue? And number two, what's worse, this or Warren Sapp with the with the guns we played the other day? He wants to kill himself.
Like, how often do we say, like, in an uncomfortable, embarrassing moment or something, you go like, I just want to kill myself in that moment? Like,
no, we all say
it. So that's the thing where it's like, I think he's a little too relaxed. But I mean, say Smyly isn't smiling right now. Say something like you don't have to throw out, like, that seems so aggressive.
Will he be disciplined?
Guardian fans.
Are you having a stroke right now?
I almost said Indians fans. A lot of Guardian fans say that he's uncancelable. Like he says crazy things a lot.
Baseball go.
Yeah, look, I mean, a normal human would say that that nothing should happen.
He shouldn't be punished.
But we are in 2024 and we are not normal.
Right.
There will be a vocal social media contingent. That will hold.
He'll have to apologize and make a donation to suicide prevention.
I was going to say, do you think MLB's picked out where they're going to donate his fine to yet?
Draymond Green said you can't have figures of speech anymore. He said that years ago.
Not the way he speaks.
This guy should wear a t-shirt. What would his Jaren Duran t-shirt be when Duran wore, like, basically F it or F everyone? You know what? Don't answer, Bobby. Don't answer. But no, I agree with you guys. Don't use it again, but apology or punishment? No, I'm okay.
I wouldn't punish it. Oftentimes I look at the intent. Like, is the intent?
Yeah,
you know, was that
if he said he should go kill himself?
Yeah,
then we have a problem. Yeah. Then we have a problem.
Which, by the way, on the video games, I hear my kids on video games all the time, and the amount of times people would yell that out, like just. Off yourself. The amount of times people say that, it's crazy, but that's how they talk.
Yeah, I mean, that's you get into those Call of Duty video game chat, they'll say a lot of stuff that MLB would suspend people for, like a lot
for two games. 877-881-1053 in order to hit us up. So there are some Diamond Cavs on your home of the Rangers. They'll start a series against the Minnesota Twins tonight right here on this station. Is it trade, Lance? Now, if the Minnesota Vikings call, we'll talk about the two new defensive linemen and the cowboy who was thrown out of practice yesterday after the shove in the middle finger. We'll do it all with Nick Harris from Oxnard right after this. But sounds like a lot of people that we're talking about need some better help. I know that. BetterHelp.com, H-E-L-P. What are your self-care non-negotiables? Maybe you never skip leg day or therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. Even when we know what makes us happy, it's hard to make time for all of it. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. So if you've thought of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge if you want a different fit. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. And get 10% off your first month by using our show. BetterHelp.com/SeanandRJ for 10% off. That's BetterHelp.com/SeanandRJ. BetterHelp.com/SeanandRJ for 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And it's back to Sean and RJ right here on 105.3 The Fan segment here, brought to you by Window Nation and also brought to you by the personal injury lawyers, Frankel and Frankel. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
We have a ton to talk about with Nick Harris out in Oxnard, California, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly here on your home of America's team with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. We'll crosstalk with KMC at 9:40 this morning. Good morning, Nick. Would you like to start with the new D lineman or the D lineman who got thrown out of practice?
Yeah, we've got a few things to talk about on the defensive line. I guess we could start chronologically with the D lineman that got thrown out of practice yesterday. Yeah, so a defensive tackle, Albert Huggins, who's only been here for just under 2 weeks, he was doing some pass rush drills yesterday, and I think he got a little bit too animated. And, you know, typically in those one-on-one pass rush drills, they have like a dummy quarterback back there just to, you know, take the snap. And it was a Rams staffer yesterday, and Huggins just kind of pushed the guy to the ground, and everybody around was just looking at him like, what the hell are you doing? And even a Cowboys defensive line coach, Jeff Scanina, he walked up to him and gave him some choice words as well. And he was walking by us not too long after that, and DeMarcus Lawrence, he just kind of looked at him. He was like, you good, man? And Albert was like, yeah, they just kicked me out of practice. And then about 45 minutes later, he just went ahead and walked to the locker room. And it was in between. It was while they were taking a water break. And and everybody was just kind of looking at him as he was walking to the locker room. So, yeah, that was a really strange moment during practice yesterday. I can't say that I've seen that happen to a dummy quarterback, but, hey, you got to be ready. It's a physical game.
And is that when he gave the old finger walking off the field?
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't AB84, no CTESPN today.
Oh!
Wow. No, so, is that enough? I mean, he was not good on Sunday. And then he has that issue where Scania was just as worked up as the Rams coaches were. Like, is that enough that his job's in jeopardy right now, or are they just saying live and learn, you know, get back at it tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm with you, Bobby, because, he was on his backside one too many times, I think, in that game against the Rams. He didn't look good at all. So, you know, with these two new additions, they're going to have to figure out some corresponding roster moves. And especially, I mean, they're looking at the defensive tackle position. They trade for Jordan Phillips yesterday. And so that's, you know, Huggins is definitely a guy I'm keeping an eye on this morning as a guy being on the chopping block.
What else happened from practice, if anything, that stood out?
Yeah, it was compared to the joint practice last week, at least from my perspective, there wasn't as much energy, I would have to say. It was heavily dominated by both defenses. And so as a result, I mean, there just wasn't a whole lot of energy from the crowd. There wasn't any big offensive plays. I would have to say that the pass rush units on both sides really got after it. The secondary for the Rams really started to settle in as the game went on, or as the practice went on. And then whenever Earl Bostic went down and they're trying to play, you know, offensive line musical chairs on that left side to figure out who's going to be at left tackle. Josh Ball goes in, and then Jared Verse was just—it looked like he was playing North Alabama again from last year. So he was feasting on a Josh Ball and whoever they were putting in front of him, and it just wasn't giving the depth offenses any time to operate. But from the Cowboys' defense perspective, they looked pretty good. You look at Micah Parsons, you look at DeMarcus Lawrence. Both of those guys were able to get after the quarterback a couple of times, and then. Chauncey Golston, you know, Mike Zimmer had said a couple of days ago that, and I'm sure we'll love this as time goes on, but Mike Zimmer had said that they're going to use him a little bit more on the outside, you know, a little bit more natural for what he has been for this defense going back to maybe 2-3 years ago. And he was finally getting a lot of reps there yesterday. He had a couple of low lows, don't get me wrong, but he had a couple of really high highs as well. I think as he starts to get used to being back on that end again, I think it's going to proved to be pretty fruitful for the Cowboys.
Nick Harris, Cowboys.com. Join us here 105 through the fan.
Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cowboys.com is
careful.
Another one, right?
I didn't even notice it, so hey, we're good.
So last year they played the Rams. They took care of them. Rams going to get hot. They go to the playoffs. It was tough to tell which Rams team they were. Based on what you've seen from them in these practices, are they a team the Cowboys need to worry about in terms of, like, you know, maybe seeding in the NFC, or are they a tier below?
Yeah, I think so. I think whenever you look at, you know, the youth that they've kind of put forth on their team and you look at their defensive line, man, their defensive line is really impressive to me. And it's not only the talent that they have, but it's the youth that they have. You know, I mentioned Jared Verse. He's going to be a dangerous guy for them. And then you look at Kobe Turner, second-year defensive tackle out of Wake Forest. I'm sure that's a guy that people are looking around at as far as, you know, comparing to Mozzie Smith, just because they were both at the top of that defensive tackle class last year. And he had a really good year last year. Got after the quarterback many times. He has some pass rush to him that is really impressive, and he looked really good in that scrimmage yesterday too. But they just need to kind of round out the secondary a little bit. But I think if they round out that secondary and find some reliable guys there, yeah, I think they are a playoff team for sure. And then if they're a playoff team, then you're fighting. The Cowboys are fighting them for a playoff seeding for sure, just because you look at the Cowboys' schedule and who they're going to have to go against. I mean, you're probably looking at a 10-7, 11-6 type campaign. That's what I would expect from the Rams, too.
Diggs looked like he had a really nice interception yesterday. How back to normal does he look to you?
Yeah, it's still tough and it's still early. I mean, that was the first time he had taken team reps against another team yesterday. And even before that, he hasn't had a whole lot of team reps against the Cowboys first offense either. So it's a slow ramp up period, and they're taking their time with him. And Mike McCarthy has even said, like, yeah, we're going to err on the side of caution more often than not when it comes to Trayvon Diggs. So ask me in about a week, but I would say everything that I've seen so far, he looks fine. He's trusting the knee, the fluid change of direction that we saw, you know, before the injury. We're starting to see it again here. So, so far, so good.
There was some hesitation in that answer.
it was just more so because I haven't seen the reps. He just needs to have more reps. Okay. I would feel more confident talking about Overshown just because I've seen more reps from him in a team setting. You know, I feel like he looks good. He's trusting that knee. But from a Diggs perspective, I just want to see more reps from him. That's all that is.
Nick Harris on the D&M Leasing Hotline from Oxnard, California, here on 105.3 The Fan. Your thoughts on the two new defensive linemen?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? In the last 12 hours here, the Cowboys have added two guys up front on the defensive side of the ball. We can start with Jordan Phillips, 6'6", 341 pounds, 10 years in the league. It's interesting because I think whenever you look at it on paper, the Cowboys fans will look at it and be like, okay, there's that run-stopping one tech. We got him. And I don't think he's necessarily a run defender in my eyes, which is unfortunate. But I think he's really good at getting after for the quarterback. That 6'6" frame, he can get his hands up and bat the ball down. He had a career high in passes defensed last year, but when it comes to him defending the run, he's a very up and down type of player in my eyes, so I see him more as a pass rush guy. I think that's going to be kind of his specialty in this defense. They still need Mozzie Smith to be able to take a step forward and be that run defender, and that's just from my early evaluation. And then looking at Carl Lawson, I think the two sides as the week went on since his last workout, I think the money maybe came down a little bit, and it makes sense for both sides now to bring in Lawson. They waived Shaka Tony yesterday after just 13 days in the building, and so they needed to add another body on the edge as well. So they get two guys who are experienced, two veterans, Lawson being 29 years old and Phillips pushing into his 30s. I think both of these guys will end up being welcomed additions to this defensive line, not only for their skills, but the veteran presence is so huge as well.
You mentioned the veteran presence there, Nick. In the last 2 weeks, the Cowboys have acquired 8 players with NFL experience, which seems like just an absurd amount of NFL players to add to your roster in the middle of a training camp. Even as back end of the roster depth guys, it seems like a lot. Do you think that those additions can be explained away more easily by, hey, we've got some issues with injuries, guys have been, you know, getting hurt, we've had to replenish some of that depth? Or is it, man, there's some questions or some concerns that the Cowboys have about their overall depth on this roster?
You say from an experience perspective, the questions being in that depth?
Yeah, just in terms of like the fact that they've added, these aren't just undrafted free agents that they're adding right now. These are guys who have been in the league before.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, because you look at the offensive side of the ball and the offensive line, and they're still dipping into the UFL ranks for those types of guys. So I think that's probably a healthy assumption. But they also just need that experience. I mean, when you lose guys like Dorrance Armstrong and Dante Fowler, you need to be able to replace that experience along that defensive line with somebody who has some knacks in this league. And, you know, you bring in these two guys and Jordan Phillips and Carl Lawson, not only do they have experience, but they've shown production in this league as well. I think that's huge for guys like Marshawn Nealand, or even guys towards the bottom of the roster like Viliami Fehoko or Mozzie Smith. I mean, these guys need guys to learn from who are not just Jeff Scanina, you know, ripping into them every 20 mm-hmm. minutes. So I think that's probably a healthy assumption, Bobby. You know, this experience that this team has added just over the course of the last 12 hours, I think that's going to pay dividends this season.
Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com, every single Thursday here on Sean and RJ. Please translate this Stephen Jones quote about CeeDee Lamb. Santa Claus doesn't put the bicycle under the Christmas tree every year. You got to come to grips that you got to pay for it.
Oh, man. I guess he just ruined a lot of poor kids' dreams out there, in case they're listening to 105.3 The Fan on the way to school this morning. So I'll leave it at that one. But I think, I believe talking yesterday just on the CD Lamb perspective, It's interesting because some days I think like, okay, this is the week it gets done. And then, you know, you talk to more people and you're like, okay, they're still far away from a deal here. So I think the more and more that this goes on, the more that I feel like once this team gets back to Frisco, I think even after the Frisco practices, I think that's when the two sides will be able to really come together and get this done.
Wasn't it Joel Corey suggesting Joel it gets Corey. Done after California?
He said he thinks it gets done when they come back. Yeah, when they come back from Texas or to Texas from California. But he was saying that the years is a big sticking point right now.
So yeah, absolutely. And I think you look at, there are only a week left here, you know, a week from today, they are heading back to Texas, and then they have two practices back in Frisco. And I would agree as well. The length of this deal, I think that's my personal theory, is what's holding up this deal as well.
What's the date on the calendar where you say, like, okay, this is a problem now? Is it just September 8th when they're out there playing Cleveland?
I would probably look at it once the calendar turns to September, just because I was talking to Dak Prescott last week and talking to him as far as, you know, how many practices do you need to get back into rhythm with CD? And he was like, just give me one or two, and then we'll be able to figure it out from there. So once the calendar turns to September, then I'm starting to look around and being like, okay, you only got about three practices, buddy. So where are we going to find those one or two practices?
Great job, man. We appreciate it once again. And make up Saturday.
Makeup Saturday, 7:20, Choppy. Let's get it.
Right.
7:20. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Nick Harris brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. What was the 7:20?
I have no idea.
You are such a fraud. Such a fake.
It's not a fraud.
You just responded to his 7:20. Yeah, let's get it. Yeah, like you knew what it was.
No, it means I'm in.
You're just in
what?
On the energy?
I don't know. I'm in, though.
You're fake.
That's not fake. I'm just in. I'm in.
Did you know what it was?
I assumed the 7:20 was a reference to when he didn't show up for our interview. Because that was 7:20 in California.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because Choppy kept giving him crap for that.
But how does that apply to the makeup thing with his TV on Saturday?
I don't know.
See? With the tolo,
I don't know how that can. The
tolos and a lot of our listener things are like, we want you guys with the fake laughs and the fake responses. So I just tried to hold us accountable there.
See, I didn't fake laugh. That was a legitimate response. I'm in.
To nothing.
I know, but I'm in. I'm genuinely in on whatever he suggested at 7:20 on Saturday. I'm in on. I don't know what it is, but I'm in. I'm in. I might not be there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be
But
in.
I'm in.
But I'm in.
Let's crosstalk with the KMC. Give me some Kahlua for this final coffee. Crosstalk with KMC next. Let's crosstalk with the KMC masterpiece. And part of me was fine with doing the entire show over in that production room this morning just to see how KMC would have made it work.
Oh.
We'd have gone home.
He would have left. He'd have gone home.
Yeah.
100% Mike would have gone home.
Like, how do you think they would have align themselves in there? Who would have
been? We've done it before.
Yeah.
So we did the Astros, like that game, was it game six? Rewind.
Game seven
rewind for a while back. And we went in there and did it, and it was about an hour long. I was on the window, Kevin was standing up, and Mike was in the middle. And Mike kind of had to turn around and look at all of us at some point because it was wild.
I was going to say, I would imagine that you'd have Mike on the right, Hagee in the center, and then it'd be Corey on the left.
I get what you're doing, Bobby.
I'm just talking about how people would be standing.
No, you're not. Center.
We'd be Hagee from the windows to the wall.
Yeah.
What's coming up on the show?
NFL overreaction to reality at 10:20, and then I sent over some audio to Mike that I can't wait for him to break down during Mike Likes It Today during our expressway. It is Greg Maddux and Barry Bonds.
Oh, that was fantastic. And that was fantastic. It was too long. I figured it was too long to play.
Thanks for helping us hype that segment.
He's trying to justify to Sean why he didn't send it in his prep.
That's fantastic. It's too long.
Yeah, no, this is, and it's perfect for Mike too, and Kevin, because you know, Greg Maddux is Kevin's favorite pitcher of all time.
Me too.
Mike faced Barry Bonds.
Couldn't make it in today's game.
But it's one at bat.
He'd figure it out.
And it's two of the greatest at what they did, talking about how they're thinking during that at bat. And Mike gets to break it all down at 12:45 or 12:40 today. Looking forward to it.
I'm trying to think. That means, RJ, all of your favorite players of all time had to be the most physically gifted, since you always crap on Maddux.
I'm messing with the Maddux. Here's the thing with Maddux. No pitcher, I don't think, ever pitched all like all four dimensions of the plate better than he did. But that strike zone was so wide.
You got 2 feet outside. Every changeup that went outside, blown away.
In the Statcast era, how he would
pitch if he was forced
to throw the ball.
The whole point with Maddux was like Maddux could put it where he wanted.
Exactly.
And so if they were going to give that to him, that's where he was going to put it.
His fault.
He would adjust to the strike zone. Yeah, he would still make sure it was fitting within the strike zone.
Right, but I'm saying, like, if he had to throw the ball over the plate, which you do now, you know, was his stuff elite enough?
The movement was great, but elite.
Especially if you got a hole in the ball.
What was Randy Johnson telling Skeens? Was it Randy's advice?
Randy's advice was tell the team, no, I'm pitching. Like, don't put limitations on what they want to hold you back. You're good enough. He's like, I was good enough to tell the Mariner, whoever, no, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to pitch today. I'm the top
dog.
Who
was his manager?
Pinella, right?
Yeah, Pinella would walk out and say, you're better than anything I got in the bullpen right now, so I just got to keep throwing you. But he'd be like, all right.
And Randy's like, I threw hard. Pedro threw hard. Roger threw hard. Nolan Ryan threw hard. They never had elbow injuries. Like, don't worry about it. That's my issue. Like, why are there so many elbow injuries now?
It's a good question.
They're not throwing enough.
If Dr. Andrews or Meister, if they had the real answer, they would correct the problem and solve it, because these general managers are scared to death now for the most part. And I get it. They should be. To give a pitcher a 5-year contract, I think DeGrom might be the last guy we ever see get a long-term huge contract, because the assumption is, and it's the right assumption, you're going to miss 2 years of that contract. So if you sign a dude to a 5-year contract, 2 of those years you're just paying for nothing. You're paying for rehab. And that's just the way it's going to be.
Awkward segue, but I was going to ask you why Matthew Perry was trending.
Oh. Matthew Perry's trending because several doctors, multiple arrests have been made in his ketamine death after an investigation. This is according to TMZ. One doctor and several drug dealers have been arrested following an investigation that they said that they executed search warrants, seized computers, phones, and other electronic equipment to uncover who supplied him with the illegally prescribed ketamine that caused his death.
Whoa. So they went through his stuff to see who he was getting it from and then went after them.
Good thing he was important, so they investigated it.
Are you suggesting that they don't always investigate drug deaths in other communities?
I am suggesting that, Bobby.
Whoa. See, this is why he was going to stand in the middle.
Golly. All right. We had one story really take over the neighborhood watch during the expressway in Rockwall, which we're not going to repeat, but we will. I want to get to the rest of them. Corey's the only Tolo. He's the only one who heard it. No, Mike listens sometimes as well.
Yeah.
What time was it at?
7:40. If you listen, you would know that's when we do Neighborhood Watch on Thursdays. Mike is 7:40. You should be tuned in. It's all about issues facing our community. Me. So you should be listening.
That's why he doesn't listen.
I didn't. So you just pull up neighborhood reports in DFW?
No. See,
ask him what baseball nuggets is.
I'm going to have to explain. No, Neighborhood Watch is the name of the segment. It is a segment where we take the stories from last week of like just various stories impacting Richardson or Rockwall. Like, and so this one was, I mean, we should
just ask him the other staples on the station to see if he can guess what actually
for not knowing. You should let me set up the Rockwall topic and make him weigh in on it.
Finish up the rest of the
story. All right, the other story we had in there was Dallas-Fort Worth is now close to dethroning New York City in apartment construction.
New York City?
They are second nationally, and they are rapidly closing in on New York. And that's also why...
For the speed of construction?
For the number of apartments being constructed in DFW. It's like, it's Dallas, New York, and everybody else way behind.
But like the number being built, not the number that we'll have total, right?
The number of constructions. Yeah,
Number of things currently under construction. Yeah, you'll never top, I don't think, what New York has apartment-wise.
Dallas just finished...
I tried to ask that twice. I guess I didn't... ask it correctly.
You didn't.
It's just like the McCarthy press
like
conference
construction
question.
Or
Dallas is
just
set.
Like anything.
Well, maybe if you had any balls, you'd ask a question yourself out there.
I was the one who asked him about his job. Dallas set to complete construction on 32,932 new apartments by the end of 2024. That is literally 3 units behind New York City, who did 32,935. And so they're saying this is the California, all these people that coming in here, that the market became saturated with individuals that needed housing. Everything got really expensive. So the idea is we're going to build up all these apartments, and it's going to be cheaper in theory once there's more places for people
to go. And you guys, because of that, can stick out your chest even more and use this in your next contract negotiation, that we moved up in markets. That we are now number 4.
That's impressive.
Sure, that'll work.
Yeah. I thought you were going
to say Mike will be there for that negotiation.
Yesterday.
We passed San Fran.
We'll be 3, but
make sure the next time you talk to those losers at the morning roast on 95.7 The Game, you just make sure to tell them like they're in a smaller market now, and so you don't do interviews with smaller markets.
That's who we passed?
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Are they counting it as homes? Because there's way more homeless.
There's.
I don't know if they have radio. Well, if you're on the train tracks in San Francisco and you have radio, if you have a radio, you're listening, but you don't have a home.
Do you think the homeless people are giving the morning roast all of their Odyssey app numbers?
I don't know.
It's by population.
I do get to go there at the end of the year. It'll be awesome. The game's already sold out. The Oakland Athletics' last game, supposedly, in Oakland.
Oh.
I'm on that trip.
Oh, man.
But I wish you guys could go on the bus ride from San Francisco to Oakland to the park and just see the left side of the highway where the train tracks are. It doesn't look real. It doesn't look like the United States of America.
Wow.
It's just like if you were driving down 75 right now, and there's no train tracks here, but if you just saw literally thousands of homeless, like, tents, and sometimes not, it's like, this can't be real.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so glad when they're called the San Francisco 49ers, and the Cowboys have to visit them every year to go get their ass kicked in San Fran. That's why I'm glad they're just called San Francisco, and they're actually Santa Clara. And I can be in San Jose and Santa Clara. That's where I'd prefer to go.
Anytime I see New York City or like a real estate show about that, I get anxiety with the thought and of the misery of going to live there, especially with the pricing.
In New York?
Oh my God!
Oh, it's just so crowded, and you're like, there's no privacy.
Did you like New York when you were there?
Not to live there.
And where did you live?
In the hotel across the highway from Shea Stadium. I was never established as a... And then so what you do is, because you're a minor leaguer, but you are in the major leagues, I'm not making like major league salary on a consistent basis. So whoever else was kind of a rookie on the team would be like, hey, let's just, like, we're in the minor leagues, let's just get one room here.
Oh, yeah.
Two beds, and let's just... So we can save money. And then when we go on the road, we're paying $0. Because living in
per diem.
Yeah, well, not anymore. But when I played, yes. But you're just like, let's not. If I have to go rent an apartment, it's going to cost so much money. Yes, you can kind of keep your stuff there. So we just like left a lot of our stuff in our car.
How much is the average 2-bedroom apartment in DFW now, I wonder? Back when I was paying, I think it was $13 a month.
I'll give you an example.
Well, that's not average. That was up.
I'll give you an example. When Sarah moved out last year, it was a 1-bedroom, it was 600 square feet in Fort Worth, and they were going to raise her rent to about $2,000 a month.
Oh my God!
For 1-bedroom?
1-bedroom.
See, that's it. Yeah, it all depends on, like, okay, what part of DFW are you in?
Now, who's responsible for that, Mike?
For DFW?
No, what we just talked about, the 1-bedroom. Who's responsible for that?
The government.
when did Sarah enter that lease?
You what just made that? A joke to me in the commercial 21? Break. I'm trying to reciprocate on that.
When she got
I'm
into
like
that lease?
Yeah. I forgot.
Okay. Right. She was still feeling the residuals, I guess, of the previous administration.
Right.
All right. North Texas Police. Everybody's back in school this week, pretty much. North Texas Police are saying, be vigilant. Richardson and Dallas
like
Police.
Batman.
No, the Richardson and Dallas Police are... reaching out to the news organization saying, hey, be sure to put a warning out because we've had two separate instances in our cities of people trying to kidnap children this week.
Trying to
pick them up right up off of the street. Richardson, it was a high schooler just walking around. It was like being stalked on CCTV. You could see it. And then in Dallas, there was somebody just trying to pick up a kid like going to school. And so they're like, now the kids are back in school, there's going to be more of these instances happening. So you got to be super vigilant.
That's terrifying.
I'm trying to think, when I'm out in public, like, even I walk out of the grocery store with my son, and when I, like, just turn my back, I have my wife, she's so freaking paranoid, and my dad. I get worried for, like, a split second.
Hey, but when you hear these stories, is that really paranoia, or that's the thing that happened?
No, it's paranoia.
Okay. Kristen's paranoid. Kristen thinks everyone wants to sleep with me, and everyone wants to kidnap our children.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You just got me paranoid.
Kidnapping is much more realistic.
Definitely.
Oh.
You heard that he won the makeup case, right?
I did.
The case
as
of the makeup.
He should have.
Yes.
As I win everything in my house because I'm the boss, Sean.
Oh. I'm not going to respond.
I have a response.
Thank you.
What makes your wife think everybody wants to sleep with you?
Because, exactly. It's the, I sent her this meme. When we were flying to Oxnard, I sent her this meme that was out there where it says, new attractive girl moves in next door. And it says, hey, you better keep your hands to yourself.
Keep
and then it says,
hands.
Me, 40 years old, balding, wearing sweats all day. Okay. Like, there's just this, they believe that because they fell for us that everybody else
wants us. Don't you think that goes
us.
For the majority of women? Like, does Sue have that in her at all? Like, when you're on the road, like, any dumb comment, like, Oh, like what other women are out there? Who was in the Rangers press box?
The Kay Adams moment. My wife went, "Yeah, good luck." All right,
oh, see?
Like, yeah, she was like, she's like, "I got faith in me." And
I don't
I was like,
think
right.
so, but maybe I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't. Well, I don't think so.
Yeah,
because I don't feel like she's ever questioned me that way.
Yeah, that's
but,
good.
You've never given her a reason to, right?
Huh?
You ever given her a reason to?
No.
Yeah,
you
that's
think
another
he's
thing too.
Talk about that right now on the radio.
No, I mean, no,
yes, I do actually.
I feel like I know Mike well enough to know that he's like he's pretty locked in and committed yeah. to like he loves
yeah,
her.
I've been around situations in the majors where you definitely need to leave that situation or the temptation is
sure.
going to be there, and I hope that I would
talk
never be
Ricky
overwhelmed
Henderson.
By that temptation. But you know, I would definitely go, hey, we got it. I'd know another buddy who yeah. I knew that was married or something, and I'd just be like, hey, probably need to get out of here. Or they might say the same thing, and I'm like, you're right, and we would get out of that situation.
Who's the biggest serial cheater you played with?
Oh, gonna, man.
Come on.
Don't do that.
Don't finally
Mike is straight. Finally speechless.
They might still be married. That's
yeah,
not fair.
That's not,
yeah, Bobby.
I knew he wouldn't answer.
The KMC Masterpiece is next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.